Hello, everyone. We are at the halfway point with today's episode. It is day 12 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown, and today's topic is Christmas spirit.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
In the house, we have myself, Dolores Davis.
And we have Shapira Davis.
And Anveria Davis Bennett.
Today, we are going to start with talking about the spirit of Christmas. And it really is just sharing the message of giving and love for some of us. And we're just going to dig a little deeper into what Christmas means to each of us and what it means to some of you. So I can just speak from just going off of my experiences of growing up or in adulthood of one of the biggest, most beautiful things about the season is every year when it comes, it has the ability to alter our attitudes. That's like true. There's a shift in our feelings and then also our actions. So it's all of those things combined. And that's kind of what sets it apart from the rest of the seasons throughout the year. I mean, every single season has its own feeling. Every single season has its own, you know, certain things that we're that's a expectation that we do along with those seasons. But this one just has so many parts to it. And so I think that that's the what makes it unique. And I don't know. I don't know if there's one thing that you can say when you say Christmas season, Christmas spirit. There's just, you know, it's just literally what's in your heart. To me, I feel like it's what's in your heart of hearts all year long. And those things just kind of get accentuated during Christmas season. So, and that's just my little small two cents on the meaning or the spirit of Christmas. But
yeah, you know, with the Christmas spirit, I just think, you know, sometimes everyone gets caught in, and I say everyone because it could happen to each one of us. You know, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season and so wanting to make sure we get the right gifts and wanting to go all out. Oh, I've got to top what I did last year or, you know, so sometimes we get caught up in the stress of the gifting part of Christmas when really Christmas itself is a gift. You know, the whole reason why we celebrate Christmas is a gift to the world. And so we love Christmas time in our family. I know we've always loved Christmas time. Because it's this time of year that it accentuates the message that we set out to spread all year long. And that's love.
Yeah.
You know, our family, we are a family that we just love each other. You know, everybody is like, how, you know, when we see each other, we may have just seen each other that morning and we'll see each other that afternoon and we're like, sister, and we hug each other and they're like, didn't you just see your sister this morning? And it's like, well, yeah, but it's my sister, you know, and that's how we are when we see each other. We hug each other. We love on each other because we are just a loving family. And so we don't always see that on a day to day basis. And I'm not saying that other families don't love one another either, but when you are a person that is so focused on love and you don't see it every day from everyone, but around Christmas time, it just seems like all the buttons have been turned on and you're like, oh my goodness, there's love everywhere in the air. It's just so exciting and it's so fulfilling and it just makes you just hope and look forward to, I want us to be like this all the time. And I want everybody to start carrying that Christmas spirit around all year long. And the reason I also think about the reason for the season to me is all in the word Christmas, Christmas, Christ, Mass. And so mass is the word for celebration.
Oh, we're teaching now.
Yes, yes. Mass is the word for celebration. So it's Christ's celebration. Right. And then if you think about it, like in Spanish, mas is like more.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So it's like more Christ. Woo!
Okay. All right. I like that.
And that's big in our family, you know.
Mm-hmm. True.
Christ is big in our family. That's so to me, Christmas is all about love. It's love, love, love. And that's the message that we have always set out to share. And so Christmas time is like a highlight for us and a highlight for our family, for sure.
And it is about love. It is. Mm-hmm. And for me, that is just it. It's more of a feeling. I really don't have the words to describe it, to really put it all into words for me. It is more just moments and experiences that really give you the time for, it's also just a time for reflection.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And moments of thankfulness. And it is in your heart. It is a moment of your heart and about love. And I just always get this sense of it, you know, we're at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking back at the year. You know, there's things that I didn't anticipate, or there's things that were wonderful, you know, just gives you just moments of really thinking what's important, what's mm-hmm. really
very true.
Important.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And then it gives me, I just stop and think, and like right before it goes into the new year, it's just that moment that I have, like, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay. Yeah. We're going to be okay. So it really is just very thought provoking and really reflection, I feel, is probably the best word that I can think of.
That's very true, sis.
Yeah, it's totally true.
Very true.
And I imagine it's the same idea with, you know, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of the different types of Christmas celebrations that there are out there. You know, there's people celebrating in all different ways, but I feel like the focus on everything is that love and that reflection and that
family,
you know, family, the sense of family honoring one another and showing brotherly kindness and spreading that message of peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
True.
And I just feel like it's just so accented during that time.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, when you're looking back and you're thinking about all these things and how we got through the year, one of the things that's most exciting when this time comes around every year is paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so exciting.
Right. Yes.
When you see that gift giving, or just saying, hey, mm-hmm. I want to pay for that person's groceries. I mean, you hear stories upon stories.
Oh, man,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I mean, and sometimes hopefully you're the recipient, but hopefully you're also the person on the other end too.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
because mm-hmm. you just never know when that stuff's going to come back to you. So, you know, we're just going to talk about some different things of like us giving out and our favorite gift giving or giving stories, I would say.
Yeah. Pay or forward. Just, yeah. An inspiring Christmas story.
Yeah. Or inspiring Christmas story. What about you, chaps?
For me, I would say an inspiring pay it forward and Christmas story all in one for me. And something that, is a huge memory for me is when we would take cookies and go caroling at the jail. It just, there was a lot of factors for me, you know, being there, singing for them, letting them know that they weren't forgotten.
Right.
You know, a lot of times it's like, yes, you know, things happened to where they're in there. You know, it was their own choices sometimes to be where they are, but at the same time, they're not forgotten. You know, we're praying for them, for, you know, a better way of life and for,
just encouragement.
Yeah. To encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
So caroling at the jail was a huge deal. Just seeing their faces light up to get the cookies, first of all, it was like giving them $1 million. Like seeing their faces, they were eating the cookies like it was the best thing in the world. And that did something to me to see that. And this is the thing that gets me every time because, oh my goodness. Oh. Okay. So crying moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember at the time, our pastor saying, does anybody want a hug from a mom or a hug from a grandma? Because you know how our mom is. And our mom,
she gives the best hugs.
Yes, to see those men embracing mom and crying,
I did not remember that. Oh my goodness.
It just touched my heart, you know, that she was able to give them that gift on Christmas and
it is a
give
gift.
Them a hug. The gift of a hug was, you know, that was all it was, but it just meant so much to them in that moment. And they just thanked her. They just thanked her, you know, because a lot of them couldn't be with their moms or their grandmas, or some of them, their moms and their grandmas were, you know, gone. They're not with us anymore. And so to receive that hug on Christmas, I mean, that was such an inspiring thing for me. And then,
wow, Shaps, really got us. I know. It just goes through ripple effect. One sister gets teary-eyed, the others do too.
I know. It was such a powerful, touching moment to me. I'll never forget it, you know.
Actually, I did forget that until you just said that. So thank you for that memory. You know, I when you said it, I'm like, oh, I don't remember that. And then I can visualize it. And
I mean, mom was just so quick. I mean, they stood up quick when they were like, does anybody want a hug? You know, to see them stand up so quick. And I mean, and it wasn't even, it was the look in their eyes of, like, please. You know, I want this hug.
Yeah, wow.
And they were like, I'm taking this opportunity. You know, they weren't like, I'm trying to be tough. I don't care who's around. Mm-hmm. Right. They stood up and received their hug. Mm-hmm. And it was just so moving to me. And and it also was it made me thankful. And just reminds us every day the things that we take for granted.
Right.
And I never want to take for granted my freedom. I never want to take for granted, you know, the ability to just be able to be free and be me and be able to go where I want to go and do the things that I want to do. And so, I mean, I just want the, you know, anybody that is incarcerated and, you know, for whatever reasons, I just want them to know that we're thinking of them this holiday season and our prayers are with you as well. So
thanks for sharing that, sis.
We should have had you go last.
Wow, I know, right?
Now
right.
I'm trying to clean up here.
Whew.
Oh, gosh.
And that is an inspiring story.
It is very impactful. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. To just remember, just to take a moment, then stop and think.
Yeah.
And remember those. I could say that inspiring moment that I had, it was more of a learning lesson for me. It was like a Scrooge moment.
Oh, gosh. No.
Since that day on had always prayed for another opportunity, because what happened, I don't know if I ever told you guys this before, what I experienced, I was driving, it was in the snow, you know, right before Christmas, it was in the snow and I was trying to get back to the house, and I had all, you know, had been doing all these errands, and I knew that I needed to get back to the house right away. I honestly don't even remember what it was. I just know that people were waiting on me. So I was in a hurry, and just this open, I remember what the street that I was going up was just this open land area. So it was just a sidewalk, tons of grass, and then I could see residential area. Mm-hmm. And I out of nowhere, I see this lady. She had a coat on, but she had bags of groceries, just a whole bunch of bags of groceries on her arms.
Mm.
And she was just kind of taking her time. Her head was down, so I didn't really see her face, but just tons of groceries. And my thought was like, oh, I wonder what she's doing out here. That's just odd. And I was like thinking to myself, okay, well, I'm going to get on to the house. And the moment I thought to myself, I need to go, I want to wonder if I could go back and help her. She's walking. Let me go back and help her. Maybe I could just take her somewhere real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I turned around, like literally it had to have been within 2 seconds, I turn around and she was gone. She was no longer there. And like I said, this is an open land. There was no turning to go walk over here really quick to residential area. There wasn't a Walgreens right around the corner. So I personally believe that was an angel.
Yep.
An angel moment. And for me, I felt like that was a missed opportunity. that I was like, oh, yeah, got groceries. All right, get, do you, boo, do you? When truthfully, you know, it's like, whoa, I am more cautious of the things that I see or in my surroundings. And usually, you know, Brandon is the one who's constantly, he will have nothing on his back by the time that we, you know, get to our destination. Yes, yes. You
giving,
know,
he's a giver. Man. Yes.
So it's just made me more aware. And I, ever since that moment, I have asked the Lord for to make sure I have an opportunity. And if I ever got an opportunity again, I was going to make sure that I was that person for that person.
Sure. Yeah. You want to be on the right side.
Moment.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I actually have a second.
Okay.
Inspiring story.
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Which actually happened to me when, I was grocery shopping and I had, some government benefits to use. Mm-hmm. And I was, I had Aramia in the cart. This was maybe when she was like, maybe she had just hit a year, and I was in a hurry trying to get back to the house. Another cold time, and I was digging through my purse, you know, at checkout. I got through all my groceries through, and I was, you know, I used my benefit card, and then I realized there was a few items that were over that I went into my purse, and I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I don't have my card. I didn't have my cash.
Oh,
and
hate that. Yep.
Yeah, and it was going to be a big deal to try to, you know, to just go back and undo. Go to the house. You know, it was just a lot. And you guys, the lady behind me, she goes, you know, I've always carried this with me just so I could have it for moments like this. And it was an envelope that said, it just said for you. And then I opened it up and it was $20.
Oh,
yeah. She's like, you go ahead. You use this, honey. You use that.
Oh, that is so precious.
That is so cute.
And that
cute.
Blessed me. It really did. It had me all in the grocery store. You know what?
Yes, I know.
People like you really make this.
I'm sitting over here, water eye over here. I'm like, wow, I'm not going to hold it together.
Those little gestures make such a huge difference. Yes.
Wow. Sissy, yes. I never heard that story. That is an awesome story.
It made a huge difference in your life that day. In that moment, you know, her taking the opportunity to do that was such a huge help to
you. Wow. Wow, you guys. So honestly, if you ever have the opportunity to do something and you feel compelled, there's a reason why you are compelled to do it. I mean, that's a lesson for me too. Mm-hmm. I've been in the missed opportunity situations many times where I've been like, oh, and I think about it, and then all of a sudden the light changes and I'm like, oh no, I gotta go now. Oh, too late.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, so that's just a lesson for all of us. Just if you ever feel it, just go for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think honestly, we are looking around for those kind of things just because of those are the people we are, maybe the family we grew up in. But we had to learn at a young age to be grateful for the small things.
Oh, yeah.
Example being my inspiring story is touching inspiring story. When we were younger, there was one Christmas where it was kind of the transition between our father was in the military for 20 years, listeners, and he retired. And, you know, the transition from the military world and civilian world wasn't the best right away, because it was kind of like, oh, well, what's my trade? What am I going to do now? I you know, and so he kind of like there were some struggles there for a little while. And so until, you know, dad found his footing, and mom, God bless her, she was a stay-at-home mom, and I'm so grateful for that, because we needed our mom to be there in the morning when we left, there in the afternoon when we got home from school, you know? So anyway, it was just, so it was just the roles that they both played, and it was very important. But, so dad, when he was a salesman, do you remember that? He worked for the vacuum cleaner company.
Yes.
A traveling salesman. And, it was in the very beginning, and he was kind of working his way up the ranks and stuff. And that Christmas, when he had just started, it was like, okay, they sat us down and they said, hey, kids, we just want to let you know that, you know, we're kind of just on a budget right now, kind of things are tight, and so we're not going to be doing Christmas presents this year. Mm-hmm. And all of us kids kind of were looking around, and you know, for a kid, that's disappointing to hear.
Absolutely.
That, hey, because usually what our family would do is they'd give us our little money and we get a chance to go and buy Christmas presents for each other here and there, you know. For hearing that and being like, okay, and also understanding that we're not going to receive and we're also not going to be able to give to each other, and it was a disappointing thing. However, we kind of looked at each other like, that's okay. Yeah. We're going to make the best of it. And we did. We literally did. And we tried to, like, I think we might have even made our home homemade decorations. We still had our Christmas tree. We still had that Christmas feeling in our home. Christmas music. We still had our Christmas programs. And so no matter where we looked, that Christmas spirit was there. It was no matter where we were, we felt it. And I just remember our mom, she was really touched by it. And so come to find out, we might have even said something to our mom about it. It's okay, mom. It's all right. You know,
we did. Mm-hmm. Our parents saw how we were being so positive.
And we're still excited about Christmas because it wasn't about the gifts. And we learned that lesson so young.
Yeah.
And this Christmas specifically, Dad ended up being producer or salesman of the month.
Yes.
And one of their incentives was all these gifts, like you get the an array of Christmas gifts for your kids, or
so many gifts,
prizes and anything. He picked and grabbed all these things.
Wow.
And so then when Christmas morning came, we saw all these gifts sitting under our tree.
So many.
You know, and it was like,
was boom boxes and cameras.
And they were nice gifts, too.
Yeah.
They spent some money on these gifts.
That was back in the day with the big boom boxes.
Yeah. I was too young to remember.
For those of you that know what a boom box is, holla.
Yep. CD player.
Yes.
It was all of those. Cameras.
Yeah. Really nice gifts.
All sorts of different electronics.
Gadgets that kids would enjoy. Not to mention.
All sorts of different gadgets.
I'm sure there was things in there for both mom and dad. I mean, there was something for everybody. And it was almost like, of course, mom, there were tears, and because mom wasn't expecting it either. She didn't know I think she was a part of it because she knew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mom to this day still feels like just looking and seeing how her kids were so accepting of Christmas isn't about the gifts and all that. Mm. Like, she's like, I just feel like that was like a God thing. Like, it was supposed to be a way of blessing you guys for just having that heart of, and we still had the heart of gratitude. We still had the heart of wanting to give to others, even when, so that was a blessing to me. And we've never forgotten it. And I always, any opportunity I have, I will share that story because you just never know when you're going to have those moments to really have that true Christmas spirit.
Yeah. You know, and another thing I was thinking about, you all, when I was just earlier talking about my memory of going to the jail, you know, I think about so many of the people in nursing homes children's homes, orphanages. There's so many places where people just, you know, the spirit of Christmas sometimes can be hard for them, you know, in those areas, especially
lonely.
If you're feeling lonely or you're feeling forgotten. And so, you know, paying it forward sometimes is even sending a card to someone you don't know.
That's true.
I know that we did a project like that one time with the kids.
Yep.
And, you know, it was like adopt a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've done that with my class.
Don't know who you're sending a message to, but spreading that love, spreading that message, spreading that Christmas spirit. Because for us, we know how it is. It's close to home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be with our dad right now because he's in a nursing home and it's during COVID times. And I know that there's many of you out there that are going through the same thing, that you would love to be with your family member that may be in the nursing home or in the hospital. And we understand what you're going through.
Yes.
You know, our father has been the head of our family for all these years.
Yes.
So for us to not be able to be with him at this time is tough. It's hard. And so we just encourage all of you to just know that we're thinking of you all. You're in our thoughts. You're in our prayers. We're sending love your way because we completely understand how it may be hard to have the Christmas spirit when things can seem a little tough.
Right.
And so we're just sending love your way from the Davis sisters.
Yes. Encouraging you to pay it forward in any way you can, like Shapiro said. And that leaves me with a positive thought, and talking about Christmas spirit, it's so relatable. Christmas is forever, not just for one day. For loving, sharing, giving are not put away. Norman Wesley Brooks.
That's so good. That. Yes, because we want to do that all the time whenever we can. I love it. I love it. So thank you all for joining our podcast today, for yes. listening to us about Christmas spirit.
Yes.
And we want to hear from you as well. Why don't you all share with us what Christmas spirit is for you, or ways that you paid it forward, or an inspiring Christmas story.
Yes.
We want to hear those stories. Share. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for the topic of the day. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters, and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love, it's all about the love.